This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein was first published 200 years ago. It told the story of Dr. Frankenstein, who created a living thing, a monster, using parts of human bodies stolen from a graveyard. A new book by Peterborough author and illustrator Lita Judge tells the story of how Mary Shelley came to write her most famous novel. It's called Mary's Monster. I went to Peterborough to speak to her in her writing studio. So let's clear up, I don't know if you'd call it a myth, but maybe a misconception, because there is sort of a creation story about Frankenstein, which is that, you know, she was challenged to create the ghost story by Lord Byron, I believe it was, one stormy night. But it's really more than that. It's actually quite involved. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's so much more than that. I think the myth grew out of the fact that it was just so controversial during the day that a woman created this creation. The actual truth is that Mary Shelley herself was this teenage runaway. She fell in love with a married man. She was pregnant before she left home. Once she did leave home, she realized that Percy Shelley still had ties to his wife. He wasn't able to financially take care of her. And they were really living on the run. And she was really vilified by society. She was thrown out of the house by her father. He wouldn't recognize her on the street when she came home. They were living this destitute life, and then Percy Shelley went on to really mistreat her. I think he probably struggled with mental illness and was incapable of treating her well. But the ramifications of her running away, the sister that she left behind committed suicide. There was a lot of tragedy in her life that was making her focus on writing a story about empathy and about what cruelty will do to other people. And I think that this story grew out of all of those experiences.
Not to mention the fact that she lost her children. One by one, they died.
The fact that this story is about creating life from death, I think we can't get away from the fact that she lost her children. Her own mother died giving birth to her, and I think that she saw the ramifications of what men were doing.
We should mention that Mary Shelley's mother was Mary Wollstonecraft, who is perhaps best known for her essay, Vindication of the Rights of Women, sort of a foundational document for modern feminism.
Yes, and I think that is a huge part of, again, why this book is so much more than a ghost story and a myth. I think she was very aware of what her mother had started, and I think she felt like there was a legacy that she had inherited, speaking out for the rights of women. And if you read between the lines of this story, it's a social criticism of its day about not only science, but about slavery, about unjust wars, about the tyranny of power that men hold and the suffering that they create. But she's also talking about the fact that women are forced backstage and that they are not allowed to contribute to society when she herself and her mother were trying so hard to contribute to society.
I remember back when I read Frankenstein in graduate school, and there was such a heated conversation about whether or not Frankenstein was an expression of Mary Shelley's anxiety about motherhood. You know, the idea that you are creating something and you're not sure how you're going to feel about that something once it becomes what it is, what he or she is. Is that something that you've heard or that you've thought about?
I thought about it a lot working on this book. When I was working on the book, I was reading her journals, and I was reading her as she was pregnant and looking forward to a child being born and fearing for her own life, given that her mother passed away. And so I did think, you know, do people have this take that it was an anxiety about motherhood? And I actually think that that take is completely wrong. I think that her anxiety was about this idea that men were trying to create life without the part of women, and that giving birth was the one thing that women had that they contributed in her day. And I think that she saw men trying to develop this technology without the ramifications of what they were doing. And I think she was really thinking of the ramifications of giving life without empathy or responsibility.
Do you think readers back in the 19th century understood that interpretation?
Yes, I think they very much understood it. It was vilified as a completely atheistic belief. Creating life in that time was considered in the domain of God alone. I think she was saying it's in the domain of God and woman, I think in later retellings, we've become fixated on the galvanism and the monster story. But I think at the time, it was an incredibly controversial book because of the criticisms that it was giving towards society for the way men were treating other men.
Let's talk a little bit about the structure of this book, because it's in 9 parts, which is a symbolic kind of number here, if we're talking about a story about creation and motherhood. But it's also poems with illustrations. It seems like this is part of the way you create as an author. Is that not the case?
Yes, it's absolutely. I'm very much of a visual storyteller. My background is in picture books. When I turned to create Mary Shelley, I immediately assumed I was going to do a graphic novel because that was the obvious choice to create a visual book about Mary Shelley. I wanted to create images that reflected what this teenager had gone through. She was a pregnant teenager, runaway. She had no support in her life. She was courageous in speaking out against what scientists of the day were doing, and also speaking out against what tyrannical power was doing at that time. And so I wanted to create illustrations that were very visceral. And in a graphic novel, the breaks, the fact that they are surrounded by white cells, didn't allow me to create those images where a reader could just rest and take in the image completely. You're forced as a reader to go from one image to the next.
What do you hope people take away about Mary Shelley after reading Mary's Monster?
I think Mary Shelley is somebody, a voice that we need to really reflect on today, especially, you know, with the current times. I think particularly young women need to read this story. I think Mary Shelley was a radical teenage girl of her time that managed to take all the complicated feelings that she was experiencing and write a book that was so incredibly emotionally relevant to its readers that it remains alive 200 years later.
Well, thank you very much for letting me into your writing studio and talking to me about this.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
That's Lita Judge. She's the author of Mary's Monster, Love, Madness, and How Mary Shelley Created Frankenstein. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Lita's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And this note, Lita will be reading from and speaking about her book at the Toadstool Bookshop in Peterborough on Saturday, March 17th at 11 o'clock. Tell us what you've been reading lately. We love hearing listener recommendations. Send them by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.